to Cascadia Public Radio.
UFO. Giving you nothing but the showing of Portland's rock.
Ground Zero. So this is where the first guy got AIDS.
Peter, this is the site of the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
Oh, so Saddam Hussein did this?
No.
The Iraqi army?
No.
Some guys from Iraq?
No.
That one lady who visited Iraq that one time?
No, Peter, Iraq had nothing to do with this. It was a bunch of Saudi Arabians, Lebanese, and Egyptians financed by a Saudi Arabian guy living in Afghanistan and sheltered by Pakistanis.
So you're saying we need to invade Iran?
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We should be."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We should be."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"We should be."
Give up. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live from Portland, Oregon. Yes, we are the home of all that rocks and all that's talk and all that's evil. Searching high and low for the best stories we can throw at you tonight. Hopefully get you to think a little bit. Maybe get you to pick up your telephone and call us up. 1-800. It's 1-800-344-KUFO. I don't know why I drew blank on that. I just did. 1-800-344-KUFO called tonight. I guess the reason why I'm drawing a blank tonight is because of what I'm about to talk about. You see, this week has been a tough one for me. And I'll tell you why. There's so many stories to touch on. And one day out of the week, one day, I have to talk to you about what I think is the most important story of the week and probably the story that's going to most affect you. And that's why I talk about what I talk about. Because I'm thinking, you know, I can talk about the underwear bomber, and I can talk about how that was all a stage thing, which it was. You can tell it was. Nobody's talking about the fact that the guy, when he was brought to the plane, some guy in a tuxedo. He said, "Hey, get this guy on the plane. Please get him on the plane. You know, this is how it works in my country. You don't have to get on with a passport." Then you got all these people freaking out on airplanes. You got that guy here in Oregon that was on the plane. They had to call it back from Hawaii because he was ticked off because he wrote something down on a piece of paper that says, "I hope the plane doesn't blow up." Some other guy in New Jersey gets thrown off a plane. And then meanwhile, people down on Earth are getting all pissed off at McDonald's. They're freaking out. They're like throwing their nuggets at people. You know, have it your way. Yeah, right. I want my way at McDonald's. So, you know, I there was so many things I could talk about. I'll probably get to these topics if they gel and congeal a little bit and get all ugly and mucky and everything. And then last week, I'm still getting emails. I'm still getting all kinds of feedback about what I talked about last week, about the content and about the contact, the idea of this crazy alien voice from England and how people all freaked out about it and how, you know, if cats go absolutely crazy, then that means aliens are talking to you on your radio. It's proof. My cat just gouged the eyes out of the other cat. That's proof. I don't know. Tonight, though, I know I'm going to piss everybody off. Tonight, I'm going to piss everybody off. I know I'm going to piss everybody off because I know what you think. I have my thumb. Well, actually, I have my fingers on the pulse that's barely beating in Portland, Oregon right now. I've got my cold little hand on the pulse. I've got my brain floating around in the zeitgeist. I know what's going on. And I'm going to lay it on down, and I'm going to lay it on down regardless of what you might think of me, no matter how heretical you may think I'm going to be tonight. I'm going to be heretical. First of all, I need to direct you to my website at www.groundzeromedia.org. I need you to go there. I need you to click on the breaking news links. Because if you want to follow along, I ain't got time to give you footnotes. I haven't got time to quote doctors and scientists and what have you. All I have is I have what I gathered together because it was right in front of my face, and I knew that this is what I had to talk about tonight. You know, I'm searching for, always searching for intellectual honesty. Because what I talk about, I like to play in the realms of the what-ifs and the could-bes and the what-do-you-knows and the, you know, I could be kidding, but then again, I'm very serious about what I'm kidding about. And see, I paid attention in history class. I was one of the loser nerd brains who decided, hey, it's okay to pay attention to your history teacher. One was because if I didn't finish history, if I got F's in history, I never would have graduated from high school. I barely graduated as it was because I was a delinquent. I didn't do anything but just sit around and expected my diploma to be given to me. So I paid attention in history class, and my history teacher said, now that you've done the dirty deed of finding out about history, now you have to find out more about history, and when you do, you're going to find out that you're had. Because there are two types of history. One is accidental history. Accidental history means that it's all happening because God wants it to happen that way. Or it's accidental. Oh, that happened. We didn't even know it was going to happen. We had no idea that that was going to happen. And then there's another form of history. It's called the conspiratorial form of history. A conspiratorial form of history is where you say to yourself, oh, you know what? This has been done before. History's repeating itself. They've got a blueprint, and they're just following the connect the dots. That's what they're doing right now. And I'm not. And if I don't pay attention in history, and if I watch too much TV, you know, if I'm watching too much stupid television, it's going to rot my brain, and I'm not going to know what the truth is. If I'm watching CNN, CNBC, if I'm watching NBC, ABC, CBS, if I'm watching those idiots, I'm going to get a soundbite or two that's not going to give me anything except a soundbite or two.
Which we've already prepped. Hold on,
so paying attention to history gets me here. And you need to pay attention to it because it's important to know that.
In a greasy oven.
Why not?
In history, it was a group of people.
Pans.
They lived in a country. And in the country, their economy sucked.
No.
People didn't have jobs. They hated their government. They hated their leader. And they wanted another leader put into place. They demanded it. Because they didn't have enough money, or they couldn't use their money to buy a loaf of bread. The economy was so bad. So what did they do? They protested, they freaked out. And they decided to point the fingers and put the blame on people for their troubles, for the reasons why their country was falling apart. So lo and behold, their government building caught on fire, burned to the ground, and they blamed it on other people. So they declared war on these people, and they put in a new guy to run their show. He got the trains to run on time. He got people into work. He got them all pretty much happy. They were making money. They were all doing well. And they had great costumes they wore. They were fat.
These guys.
Boots. Khakis.
Medals.
They wore this strange little symbol on the side of their arms. They walked around goose-stepping, putting their hands straight up, giving praise to their leader. Their leader is what they called him. The youth would sing songs about him, praising him. The youth movement would get together, and they would decide that what they wanted to do is they wanted to turn their ideals and their thoughts towards the environment. And so they created something called Blutenboden. Blutenboden. It sounds like the beginning of a Def Leppard song. Unbeglieben Blutenboden. That's what it sounds like. But it's not. It's serious. Blutenboden means blood and body, or blood and soil, or blood and science, whichever you want to call it. And the science that they were basically toting in Blutenboden was actually something called fire and ice. proposed by some guy who sold refrigerators and became a scientist. He did a little presentation. It was called Der Inconvenient Truth, something like that. No, it was he was just presenting this idea that the Earth would get hot, and then it would get cold, and that everybody would die, and something called Ragnarok would come, and it would be the end of the world. It was a Norse mythology, and they said, this is what's going to happen. This is the science. The weather's going to go hot, then it's going to go cold. It's called fire and ice. And the Blutenboden kids, well, they all were for the environment, pushing it and saying, hey, you guys got to get with the program. In fact, it got really weird. In fact, the weathermen in Germany, oh, I gave it away. The weathermen in Germany were giving forecasts for strange snow that would come out of the sky. Strange snow that didn't make snowmen. In fact, it smelled awfully familiar, like burnt hair. The reason why was because this government, yeah, I'm talking about the Nazis, this government used everything in their power to get people to feel good about themselves, and they would basically do so by creating an invisible enemy, whether it be the Jews or the communists or people who are anti-environment, and basically said, hey, look, this is the new science, this is the new program, this is a new way of getting with it. And you know what? That strange snow that's coming out of the sky, no, it's not ash from burning Jews in ovens. No, you know what that is? It's snow. Now, if anyone questions that, they're going to be put into the camps with the rest of them. So, yes, I went over some things in my head, and I got to thinking about a few things, and I got to reading the weather reports. You know, it's extremely difficult to believe in the idea of global warming when the headlines seem to show me that it doesn't exist. Now, the past week has basically crippled the United States. The weather has crippled the United States. We've got England and China and South Korea all buried in snow. The United States buried in snow. And if you go to my website at www.groundzeromedia.com, you can take a look at a map for January 10th. You can take a look at the proposed forecast, temperature-wise, for Florida, Orlando, Lakeland, Winter Haven, Melbourne, Miami-Dade County. Lakeland will be at 24 degrees, Orlando, 25 degrees. Yes, Mickey Mouse is going to be freezing his ass off. Disney World becomes Disney's Winter Wonderland. Orlando, 25 degrees. Sebring, 25 degrees. Winter Haven, 25 degrees. Melbourne, 27 degrees. Miami, Dade County, sits at a nice, warm 32 degrees. Think about that. People all go to Florida. Why? Because they want to bask in the sun. Well, it's cold there. Cold temperatures dipping all the way down into Florida. Pretty weird. Have some headlines also. Peru declares state of emergency due to record-breaking cold spell. People in the mountainous regions of Peru, an equatorial nation, are dying from respiratory illnesses. Why? Because the temperatures are too cold to sustain life there. The U.S. East Coast faces deep freeze. Florida oranges threatened. Midwest sees near-record lows. Snow by the foot. Seoul, South Korea buried in the heaviest snowfall in 70 years. Britain braced for the heaviest snowfall in 50 years. And below that, I have a picture, a satellite picture of that great island across the pond known as the U.K., covered completely in snow. The heaviest snowfall in 50 years. Global warming. Think about global warming for a minute. Think about global warming. Is this global warming? Now, I know that a lot of you are going to say, but Clyde, how unfair is it for you to point out how wintry it is when it's winter in the Northern Hemisphere right now? That doesn't prove anything. You're just a moron. Yeah, I've heard it all. But think about this. Keep in mind for the summer of 2009, the average temperature was 71.7 degrees. 0.4 degrees below, I'm saying below, the 20th century average. The 2008 average summer temperature was 72.7 degrees. Still relatively low. This summer was the 34th coldest summer on record. Temperatures were below normal in the Midwest, Plains, and parts of the South. There were more than 300 low-temperature records, counting daily highs and lows set across states in the Midwest during the last 2 days of August. Now, is this a sign of global warming? I'm looking for some intellectual honesty here. And I'm sick and tired of reading the Oregonian. I'm sick and tired of reading newspapers who are basically cajoling me into falling for the consensus bogus notion that we are having global warming when we aren't having global warming. It's not happening. And I'm tired of people pushing it on me. And you know what else? There is no other debate in the consensus that people follow, because all you hear from people is how you are supposed to follow this global warming church. This ecotheism that they're pushing on everybody. And I'm not speaking here against global warming because I'm a Republican, because that's the first thing that people tell you. Oh, you must support George Bush. No, I don't. Then you must want to see the planet destroyed. No, I don't. I want intellectual honesty. I don't think anybody has it anymore. Not my leaders. Not when they're telling me that global warming exists, when I just read you all these headlines from the paper. When I told you that Peru is now seeing people die from cold. You know, another thing, too, about global warming that really has me sussed, and I don't know why people tell me it's so bad. You know, think about this. If you go to the beach, like Southern California or Florida, when it's not in deep freeze. I can't believe I'm saying this. You go to the beach, Southern California or Florida, when it's not in 27 degrees. And you go there because you want to experience warmth. Many people love living in L.A. They love living in Miami. That's where old people go when they want to retire. They live in Arizona. Why? Because the temperature is warmer. Okay? So even if global warming is real and we go up 2 degrees, what's the problem with that? I mean, I hear a lot of people living in California, a lot of people living in Arizona, a lot of people living in Florida, living in the Gulf. But you don't hear too many people wanting to move to Vostok, Antarctica. Now, do you? Yeah, look it up. Vostok. You don't hear too many people wanting to live in the Cape of Good Hope. Or Cape Horn. It's a bottom near Antarctica. People live in Alaska, and I don't know what that's all. That's all. Picture. Blutenbolden means blood and body, or blood and soil, or blood and science, whichever you want to call it. And the science that they were basically toting in Blutenbolden was actually something called fire and ice. Proposed by some guy who sold refrigerators and became a scientist. He did a little presentation. It was called Der Inconvenient Truth, something like that. No, he was just presenting this idea that the earth would get hot and then it would get cold and that everybody would die and something called Ragnarok would come and it would be the end of the world. It was a Norse mythology. And they said, this is what's going to happen. This is the science. The weather's going to go hot, then it's going to go cold. It's called fire and ice. And the Bluten-Boden kids, well, they all were for the environment, pushing it and saying, hey, you guys got to get with the program. In fact, it got really weird. In fact, the weathermen in Germany, oh, I gave it away. The weathermen in Germany were giving forecasts for strange snow that would come out of the sky. Strange snow that didn't make snowmen. In fact, it smelled awfully familiar, like burnt hair. The reason why was because this government, yeah, I'm talking about the Nazis, this government used everything in their power to get people to feel good about themselves, and they would basically do so by creating an invisible enemy, whether it be the Jews or the communists or people who are anti-environment, and basically said, hey, look, this is the new science, this is the new program, this is a new way of getting with it. And you know what? That strange snow that's coming out of the sky, no, it's not ash from burning Jews in ovens. No, you know what that is? It's snow. Now, if anyone questions that, they're going to be put into the camps with the rest of them. So, yes, I went over some things in my head, and I got to thinking about a few things, and I got to reading the weather reports. You know, it's extremely difficult to believe in the idea of global warming when the headlines seem to show me that it doesn't exist. Now, the past week has basically crippled the United States. The weather has crippled the United States. We've got England and China and South Korea all buried in snow, the United States buried in snow. And if you go to my website at www.groundzeromedia.com, you can take a look at a map for January 10th. You can take a look at the proposed forecast, temperature-wise, for Florida, Orlando, Lakeland, Winter Haven, Melbourne, Miami-Dade County. Lakeland will be at 24 degrees. Orlando, 25 degrees. Yes, Mickey Mouse is going to be freezing his ass off. Disney World becomes Disney's Winter Wonderland. Orlando, 25 degrees. Sebring, 25 degrees. Winter Haven, 25 degrees. Melbourne, 27 degrees. Miami, Dade County, sits at a nice, warm 32 degrees. Think about that. People all go to Florida. Why? Because they want to bask in the sun. Well, it's cold there. Cold temperatures dipping all the way down into Florida. Pretty weird. Have some headlines also. Peru declares state of emergency due to record-breaking cold spell. People in the mountainous regions of Peru, an equatorial nation, are dying from respiratory illnesses. Why? Because the temperatures are too cold to sustain life there. The U.S. East Coast faces deep freeze. Florida oranges threatened. Midwest sees near-record lows. Snow by the foot. Seoul, South Korea buried in the heaviest snowfall in 70 years. Britain braced for the heaviest snowfall in 50 years. And below that, I have a picture, a satellite picture, of that great island across the pond known as the U.K., covered completely in snow. The heaviest snowfall in 50 years. Global warming. Think about global warming for a minute. Think about global warming. Is this global warming? Now, I know that a lot of you are going to say, but Clyde, how unfair is it for you to point out how wintry it is when it's winter in the Northern Hemisphere right now? That doesn't prove anything. You're just a moron. Yeah, I've heard it all. But think about this. Keep in mind, for the summer of 2009, the average temperature was 71.7 degrees. 0.4 degrees below, I'm saying below, the 20th century average. The 2008 average summer temperature was 72.7 degrees. Still relatively low. This summer was the 34th coldest summer on record. Temperatures were below normal in the Midwest, Plains, and parts of the South. There were more than 300 low-temperature records, counting daily highs and lows set across states in the Midwest during the last 2 days of August. Now, is this a sign of global warming? I'm looking for some intellectual honesty here. And I'm sick and tired of reading the Oregonian. I'm sick and tired of reading newspapers who are basically cajoling me into falling for the consensus bogus notion that we are having global warming when we aren't having global warming. It's not happening. And I'm tired of people pushing it on me. And you know what else? There is no other debate in the consensus that people follow, because all you hear from people is how you are supposed to follow this global warming church. This ecotheism that they're pushing on everybody. And I'm not speaking here against global warming because I'm a Republican. Because that's the first thing that people tell you. Oh, you must support George Bush. No, I don't. Then you must want to see the planet destroyed. No, I don't. I want intellectual honesty. I don't think anybody has it anymore. Not my leaders. Not when they're telling me that global warming exists, when I just read you all these headlines from the paper. When I told you that Peru is now seeing people die from cold. You know, another thing too about global warming that really has me sussed, and I don't know why people tell me it's so bad. You know, think about this. If you go to the beach, like Southern California or Florida, when it's not in deep freeze. I can't believe I'm saying this. You go to the beach, Southern California or Florida, when it's not in 27 degrees, and you go there because you want to experience warmth. Many people love living in L.A. They love living in Miami. That's where old people go when they want to retire. They live in Arizona. Why? Because the temperature is warmer. Okay? So even if global warming is real and we go up 2 degrees, what's the problem with that? I mean, I hear a lot of people living in California, a lot of people living in Arizona, a lot of people living in Florida, living in the Gulf. But you don't hear too many people wanting to move to Vostok, Antarctica. Now, do you? Yeah, look at that, Vostok. You don't hear too many people wanting to live in the Cape of Good Hope. Or Cape Horn. It's a bottom near Antarctica. Now, people live in Alaska, and I don't know what that's all about. You know, maybe it's because they think they can get a shot at Sarah Palin or something. I don't know. But, no, I don't know why. I guess it's a beautiful country up there, too. But if the polar bears aren't dying, and if the headlines say that it's colder than normal, then don't you feel a little stupid believing in something called global warming? 1-800-344-KUFO. 1-800-344-KUFO. You know what this is? And it's not a political bitch. It's a political witchcraft demonstration. Something evil is going on because social engineering is changing you into believing in something that just doesn't exist. 1-800-344-KUFO. 1-800-344-KUFO. I could be wrong. Try and correct me. We'll be back.
The First Amendment reads, the people shall not be deprived or abridged of their right to speak.
The odds are the person you just heard is an African American.
Because African Americans are twice as likely to suffer a stroke as white Americans.
That's twice as likely a stroke could rob you of the freedom to speak your mind.
The freedom to shout from mountaintops.
The freedom to tell your mother you love her.
And it's twice as likely a stroke could take your life.
Therefore, it's twice as crucial for us to do something about preventing a stroke.
Learn how you can help beat the odds.
Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org.
Join the power to end stroke.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, John, I just heard you got a new computer. Congratulations.
Thanks. It's the coolest thing.
What'll you do with your old computer?
I don't know. I guess I'll just throw it away.
Well, my company just bought new computers, and we decided to donate the old PCs to a place that gives them to local schools. You could do something like that.
Seriously, who would want a 3-year-old computer?
Hey, it might be great for someone else. Computers can be refurbished and reused instead of ending up in the trash. By passing it on, you can help the community and the environment.
If you're replacing your company's IT equipment or you're finished using your personal computer, pass it on to a local organization that accepts computers. To learn more, log on to epa.gov/passiton. This message was brought to you by EPA, Dell, Intel, HP, NEC, Philips, and this radio station on behalf of EPA's Plug Into eCycling Partnership. EPA does not endorse any commercial services or products of these groups. For information on all partners, log on to epa.gov/plugin.
That was frightening. It was. I mean, that was the point where a lot of people had called the program and said that they thought that it was, he called it a ghost in the jar. And it was frightening. And I actually did too. That was frightening, wasn't it? That was frightening, wasn't it? That was frightening, wasn't it? He called it a ghost in the jar. That was frightening, wasn't it? And he called it a black thing. It was. And I actually did too. I called it a chip. And he called it a black thing. I called it a chip. And he called it a black thing. I called it a chip. It is I who called it a chip. That was frightening, wasn't it? That was frightening, wasn't it? He called it a ghost in the jar. That was frightening, wasn't it? I'm Clay Lewis.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Taking over the world, one mind at a time. ZeroPointRadio.com.
Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
Yeah, I know. Clyde's saying stuff tonight that's really going to piss you off because you believe, just like religion, because that's exactly what it is. It's a cult. I call it the Mormon Church. You know, you believe and you don't question because somebody in science says, hey, it's true. But you know what? People can be paid off. They can be paid off to say whatever. And you got to figure out, you know, and I'm saying that, you know, you take a look at the headlines I've been giving tonight and you take a look at them and, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are going to tell me, well, that doesn't prove anything. Well, no, it doesn't, I guess. It doesn't prove anything, only that you can look out a freaking window and know what the weather is. You know, yeah, okay, we're going to question the weather because, you know, there's water falling outside. Winston, how many fingers am I holding up here? Orwell reference. Yeah, of course. Let's go to Frank on 6. Hi, Frank, you're on Ground Zero.
Hey, Clyde, how's it going?
Good, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I called in before you got to start your whole broadcast.
Yeah.
After your opening statement, and I had a hunch about what you were going to be talking about.
Why, because I was talking Nazis?
No, even before that, as soon as you said, I'm going to piss everyone off, I knew what you were going to say.
You're brilliant. Tell me, okay, so what's on your mind about it?
Well, you started it a lot like I normally start my conversations when I'm talking to my college classmates.
Yeah, before they flip you off and tell you to go away, yeah. So tell me more.
Well, it's all ridiculous. Most of the people who argue for global warming have no clue about anything to do with meteorology or even general weather.
No, they don't.
I told everyone this winter is going to be really, really, really harsh. And they're like, no, last year was our 100-year storm. It's like, no, this year's going to be really harsh. It's like, how do you know that?
Right.
Look at the trees. They've dropped all their leaves really ridiculously early. The squirrels are already hibernating.
And did you know, here's something I want to tell you. I actually, before Sam Adams became mayor of Portland, I actually sat with him at a little place called the Ross Island Grocery and Cafe. He had a meeting with all these people who were potential voters. And the first thing that came out of my mouth was to him was this. I said, what is Portland going to do if we have another snowstorm that's going to cripple us? Are we going to be able to take care of it? And I said, and with the threat of global warming, we should be prepared for anything because the weather is definitely going to change. And I did that because I didn't want to throw in that I don't believe in global warming. I just want to kind of like bridge with the guy to try and figure out how we're going to be saved from certain problems. Now, having the traffic back up until 2 a.m. because of a freak snowstorm, that doesn't fly with me. And especially, it flies in the face of global warming, in my opinion. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. My door froze shut. We were trapped in our house for a week.
Yeah, and I get people like texting me, messaging me. Well, you know, just giving a few weather reports isn't science. I says, well, I'm not a scientist, and neither is Al Gore. You know, and, yeah. and so that gives him the okay to get up there and do a slideshow and basically throw figures out of his head, and that gives him the right because he's some guy who was running for president one time. Yeah, come on, give me another thing to talk about.
He's someone who really shouldn't be the head of the EPA. You know, there's people who have been burning books for warmth in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And there's this one book that I heard makes a really great fire log. It's called An Inconvenient Truth. There's another author who has some good burning books.
Well, you know, and that's true. And another thing, too, I don't know if you know this or not, but they're actually having public service infomercials in Dade County, Florida, teaching people how to run space heaters safely.
Wow.
Because people don't know what to do with them.
People frustrate me. Because, A, they just listen to the TV. TV tells them something. It's like, oh, yeah, it happened. You can't argue with it because it's a broadcast.
I know.
Can't argue with the TV. It doesn't talk that.
I mean, another thing, too, is I expect people to argue with me. And I expect to be the butt of jokes. And I expect to be people saying, oh, yeah, Clyde's up in the night about something. That's fine. They can do that to me. But can you do that to any other talking head that's on any of the major channels? No. They're right. You're wrong. I appreciate the call. I got to go to another one. I appreciate you, man. Take care. Let's go to Damien now. Hi, Damien. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. How you doing?
Well, I want to agree with you and say that I'm tired of this global warming talk.
Thank you.
And the point I was going to make was, even for the sake of the argument, if global warming is real and all this, how do we expect to get the whole world to stand behind something?
Well, yeah, this is something else, too. That's a good point, Damien. Here's something else to think about. If global warming does exist, too late.
Yeah.
That's the way I look. Too late, you know? If it's happening, then that's like saying, oh, okay, it's happening, so now let's prevent it. It's like, you know, when a teenager gets pregnant, you can't say, oh, better wear a condom now.
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
Doesn't happen. So, and that's the way it is in this country. And 9/11 happened. Well, we better beef up security. What happened to prior to 9/11? And then we have the terrorism still going on. And you're like going, where are the checks and balances? Well, we better have more. Better do something. Yeah, this is just stupid. You know, it's what they call precautionary science, where, well, the data's almost there, so it's probably right. And it doesn't make any sense because, you know, the argument here, Damien, is not that we shouldn't conserve. The argument is not whether or not greenhouse gases exist. The argument is not whether or not CO2 causes temperatures to rise. The argument here is, do you trust the scientists? Do you trust your TV news? And do you trust your leaders? No, I don't.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And I mean, this isn't even a science debate. Global warming is now, it's like abortion. Either you're for it or against it. I mean, the science and the ideas of it or all the way out. It's just ideology now.
It's ecotheism. It's cultism. It's the idea of creating an ecumenical cult where you have a sin and you have to pay for your sins, and it's basically the idea that we're going to deliver you out of your decadence. And that's exactly what religion does. And it's not right. It's not fair. And God, I want equal time where someone can just jump up and say, look, quit pushing your religion in my face.
I agree, and I'm a liberal. I'm not a Republican at all. I'm just tired of, all the money and everything else. It could be spent on so many other things.
I agree with you, and people are not going to realize when their electric bills go up and when everything else goes up after this cap-and-trade nonsense, they're going to go, what happened? They're not going to know.
Oh, and there's no such thing as a manufacturing section in this country, that there almost isn't anymore.
Nah, it's so bad. Damien, thank you. Let's go to Michael. Hi, Michael. Calling from Wilsonville tonight. How you doing, man?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. What's up?
I just want to talk a little about global warming.
Okay.
Okay, well, yeah, when they first, global warming, what's going on? You know, they freaked people out for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the last couple of years, I've noticed, I've even read in tabloids that they're trying to get people away from global warming and try to train them to say it's global climate change.
Yes, and you know what it really is? You know what it really is? It's global sustainability. It's the idea that, hey, our resources are being sapped out of us, and so what we need to do in order for us to keep living our lavish lifestyles, we're going to redistribute those resources and take them away from the little people. And the little people are going to be so compelled to help us get those resources because we're going to tell them that they screwed up and it's their fault.
Well, who are you supposed to believe after they go back and be like, oh, I guess we were wrong, so we're going to say something else, like global climate change, which could mean really anything.
That's right, and they leave it so up in the air. The science is so up in the air. It's like I say, it's called potential science, where the data is close enough to where they say, it's real, when in reality, it's not demonstrating itself. The statistics are showing that, no, we had the coolest summer on record for at least 3 years straight. We've had major snows from the top of the globe all the way down, and this is covering Beijing, China, Seoul, South Korea. This is Lima, Peru, an equatorial country. Also Florida at 27 degrees. We've got a major cold spell moving all the way into the Gulf states. I mean, come on.
How are you supposed to go out and do your own research and make up your own conclusions when everything you find out there, it could be false?
I agree with you. And not only that, but you know something about the East Anglican hacking where they found out that most of those scientists were told to basically fudge data in order to make it look good.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you for calling.
No problem.
Let's go to Chris now in Vancouver. Hi, Chris. You're on Ground Zero. Hi, Chris. Turn down your radio. You're on Ground Zero. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm calling to talk about the global warming.
Sure. Go ahead.
And I'm a college student.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been looking at the stuff, and there's a big study out of England that everyone keeps referring to.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just recently started to get a bunch of shit for it, because this study that they're looking at, the scientists behind it aren't showing their information to anyone. People are starting to suspect that they've been forging their own numbers to prove global warming, because the models that they've been predicting haven't been coming true, and they will refuse to show anyone any of the information that they've been dealing with.
Well, of course not. They don't want the little people to know any of the information. It's like they didn't even let the Catholics couldn't even read the Bible in ancient times because they didn't want them to figure out what was going on.
Yeah, they can't establish their credibility, so they won't do it.
You know who Galileo is, right?
Yeah.
You know what? Anybody who says anything bad about global warming, they're Galileos. They're like little Galileos who are saying, wait a minute, I don't see that. I don't see the sun going around the earth like you say. I see the earth going around the sun. But the people who are the people who are the ones that are pushing the global warming thing are saying, well, you're a denialist and you probably even deny the Holocaust. You're probably up there with the flat earth people. No, I'm not. And I think that's really crude of you to put me in that same realm. And you know, people get vicious. They really get vicious when you start attacking this new ecotheism, this new religious cult known as global warming. They get ticked.
And they all hang on to the same four taglines that some famous celebrity have been parodying off for the last 3 months.
Oh, I agree with you. I remember I did this. I spoke about this at Dante's. I swear to God, I got, what are you? What are you, a conservative? Or do you support George Bush? And I'm like going, no, I'm not a conservative. I think I've given up on politics, okay? This is something a lot deeper than that. This is something called political witchcraft. And what I mean by this is that, you know, political witchcraft is where the politicians get smart and they play like little Nazis, where they socially engineer a group of people to do their bidding, and then when it's all said and done, they walk away with all the money and all the resources, and what do you get? Butt kiss. That's what you get. You get nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, especially with our government system the way it is now. It used to be nice and free, but business has taken over to the point that it's only for the big guys now.
Freedom ain't free. You need to pay your bucko five.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Okay.
Let's go to Mark now. Mark in Washington. Hi, you're on Ground Zero.
Hello.
What's up?
What's that?
Hey, Mark, you're on the air, buddy. What's up?
Okay. Radio's down.
Hey, what's you doing? You like awake?
Yeah, I'm driving down I-5 here.
Okay, well, hurry and get to you. Hope no police officers are watching you. What's going on, dude?
I'm on my Bluetooth, so. Oh, this global warming, I've never believed it since it started. If you're out here in this, living in this world and this weather and stuff, and you watch what goes on, it's never been right. I mean, the way these scientists are telling us, they're telling us wrong.
So are you looking for intellectual honesty like I am?
They just want to keep us all in the dark. So we, you know, we live in fear of everything. I'm getting tired of it.
Yeah, well, welcome to the apocalypse. They'll use that until they'll keep using it as their blueprint for destruction. Let's go to Justin now in Gresham. Hi, Justin. You're on Ground Zero.
What's happening, man?
Hey, how you doing, dude?
Pretty good. Hey, I want to get to the bottom of the issue. It's pretty much about fear and money. And
yeah.
What they want to do is they want to stop the production cars and oil and things like that, and they want everybody to go to all of these little electric cars and all these little generators in their houses and things like that. And
Let me ask you something. Here's the deal. You know, it's not just the cars, and it's not just the fossil fuels. Do you know that everything you do, the reason why we're living to be old people, the reason why we're seeing our 80th birthdays is because of oil. You know that. You know that fertilizers are made with oil. The tires on your car are made out of oil. The roads you drive on are made from oil. The plastics you use for medical devices are made out of oil. A lot of the drugs you take are made with oil. That's the thing, is that, you know, people are like going, oh, we got to go back to a time where we weren't dependent on fossil fuels. Yeah, okay, let's go back to being Stone Age Flintstones, okay? Yeah, I want to, courtesy of my own two feet, you know, go with the family down the street. That's you know, you'll have a gay old time there. That's exactly what it's going to be. You know, it doesn't make any sense. I just wish people would wake up and realize how silly they sound.
Oh, absolutely. And what it is they want you to be afraid of your impact on the earth, when in fact the only thing that's affecting the global climate is the sun, and that's been proven over and over again.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Barry now. A lot of people calling from Vancouver tonight. Hi, Barry. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, I'm here to talk about global warming.
Yes, go ahead.
You know how they say how in Antarctica the glaciers are supposed to melt and supposed to flood the world?
What's supposed to flood the world? The glaciers?
It's supposed to melt.
Mm-hmm.
Flood. Well, if it's supposed to flood, I guess I watched this show yesterday, and I guess that if the glaciers flood, it'll flood the entire world, then it'll be another ice age all over again.
Yeah, global cooling.
Yeah. So,
which is, by the way, 30 years ago is what they said was going to happen. Now they're saying it's going to heat up, so they don't know themselves. Once again, it's fire and ice, just like Horbiger talked about with the Nazis.
Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, go ahead and look it up in history. You'll see that I'm not just talking out of my head. I'm telling you the truth. I wouldn't lie to you, okay? Thanks for listening, man. Appreciate that. Global warming. You know, and that's the thing, is that I don't know if there's anybody out there. It looks like you're outnumbered, people who believe in it, so far. I mean, 1-800-344-KUFO, 1-800-344-KUFO. It's true. Intellectual honesty. Let's go for it. Cold all over the country. Cold in England. You take a look at the satellite picture that I have on my website. England is dusted in snow. Vermont, okay? Vermont had snow. Here, let me play you something. I'm going to play you a report. This is a report of Beijing, China, talking about their snowstorm in Beijing. I want you to give a listen to this before we go to break. Go ahead.
It's one of the busiest parts of Beijing, but even Tiananmen Square was hard to cross when heavy snow hit the Chinese capital. Snowplows were out in force, but most people spent the New Year holiday indoors, apart from a few hardy youngsters. Thousands of us were stranded as snow closed airports and train stations. 4 out of 5 flights from Beijing's international airport were cancelled.
I came very early because of the snow, hoping to catch my plane. But according to the airport, my flight won't leave today.
Other cities in the region were also hit. Several motorways were covered in deep snow as temperatures dropped to a chilly minus 14 degrees Celsius. Even the snowplows found it heavy going, and local authorities warned that around 350 kilometers of the region's roads were blocked.
There you go. That's Beijing, China. Okay, that's a report from Beijing, China. All right? And, you know, it's not just the United States. England covered in snow, Beijing covered in snow, Seoul, South Korea buried in snow. In fact, well, this is no stretch, but Russia was even buried with more snow than they can even handle, too. Vermont had 38 inches overnight. That's a lot of snow for Vermont overnight. So, you know, there you have it. You have all these weather forecasts, and people are saying, well, it's not fair. It's not fair. You're talking about it in the wintertime. You know, those are just winter things. That's just a fluke. No, it's not a fluke. It's not a fluke. It's happening, okay? And that's the thing, is that, you know, we had a cool summer. I even mentioned summer. Summer's cooler than normal. We have this harsh frost that's moving all the way down in the Gulf States. Where is global warming? Looking for intellectual honesty. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. I guess you can't argue that global warming exists when I'm throwing all this at you. And once again, I'm no scientist, but keep in mind, neither is Al Gore. I'll be back.
Demanded that this happen and brainwashing to accept it should be a matter of choice. But no, it's not. You have to convert or else. It should be a matter of choice. It should be a matter of choice. So go ahead and turn off your TV. Go ahead and turn off your box. Go ahead and turn off everything else. The government can still hear what's going on in your house because that technology is available to the government. It should be a matter of choice. But no, it's not. Roving Buck technology can and will be used with the new BTV systems. The eavesdropping technique can be activated even if the system has been turned off. It should be a matter of choice. But no, it's not. Your TV, your cell phone, your laptop. The eavesdropping technique can be activated even if the system has been turned off. And brainwashing to accept. It should be a matter of choice. But no, it's not.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Taking over the world, one mind at a time. ZeroPointRadio.com.
Folks in Burlington, Vermont, picking up a confirmed 33 inches of snowfall during the overnight hours.
Seven coverage continues now with Luann Sorrell. She's on in Southwest Miami-Dade. Some people are very concerned about this cold weather, Luann.
But even Tiananmen Square was hard to cross when heavy snow hit the Chinese capital.
We all are in this cultural trance.
Psychoanalysis has taught us that our intellect is a feeble thing, a tool of our instincts, and that we are all compelled to behave cleverly or stupidly by the commands of our emotional attitude.
That's nothing left for me to hide.